Gemara in Shabbat on the Mitzayin, the name of Rav Safra Amar Rav Hiya. He's talking about over there a case of Kata Metakira. You had an oven, you had coals, so you followed the instruction of the Gemara to make what's called Ketima. Ketima is you pour ashes over the coals. By doing that, that is considered Katum, and that allows one to leave food on this oven. Erev Shabbat is called Shehiya, and since it's Katum, that allows to make Hazara, to return stuff back on this oven, because it's Katum, on Shabbat itself. That's the din of Shehiya and Hazara. So the Rav Safra's case was where you made Ketima, v'chazar v'uve'ira, and then all of a sudden on Shabbat, it rekindled. The coals reignited, and therefore you lost your original Ketima. So he said over there, the rabbi, that it's okay. That since you made Ketima from before Shabbat, even though Hazar v'nevaira, even though it came and reignited again, doesn't matter. He said, "Umutan l'smoch v'lashot u'la'azir kedera b'shabbat." It had the din of garuf and katum, which is a big hadush. But the point is, since you showed already your da'at that you're not interested in these coals, the fact that, how did you show you're not interested in these coals? You covered them with ashes before Shabbat. So even though they relit, doesn't matter. Already you were megaleh da'at that you're not interested in stoking and heating, and therefore it's permissible. The Moshe Feinstein Nigrot Moshe in Ur Haim Chalek Dalet Siman Ayin Dalet dealt with the following question. Let's say those that put a blech, that they call, on the fire before Shabbat. And let's say the blech makes the fire katum. So you put ashes on the fire. So you put this metal piece on the fire, it also considers covering. That allows us to make shehiya. That allows us to make hazara. Let's say it came off. It came off on Shabbat. So now, can you compare it to what the Gemara says? Katma v'chazar v'hu'b'ira. And now I'll tell you, you have an open fire, but so what? Mutal la'azir, mutal la'ashot. Because bottom line, just like over there, the ashes came off and you said it's okay. So yeah, the blech came off, so therefore it should be okay. So the rabbi says, not so fast. Over there, in the case of the ketima, there's still something remaining from the original ketima, that even though the coals started to burn again, but there is some remnants of the original maaseh that you did. Although it's not enough, I mean, if you would do that, it's not enough to make it katum, but since you made it katum properly, and then it lost a lot of its ash, but there's something still there. Then already we say it's considered katum, and therefore you're able to make hazara and shehiya, etc. Mashiachin in a blech that totally came off, there's no zecher of anything that was there. It's not like something remained, and therefore the cases are not similar. Therefore, since if it falls off, you cannot make hazara, you cannot make shehiya, and you can't come along and say, "Well, what do you mean? It was there before Shabbat. The Gemara said it was hazara." No. Here there's no remnant. However, he does point out, she'im nafal b'miksato. Let's say it fell a little. Where it's partially on, partially off. It didn't fall off the stove totally. Therefore, there's a heker still. Which means what he did is still there. And therefore he says, yesh latir af la'azir b'shabbat.